Hey, before we get started, quick note, if you've been thinking about becoming a member of CityCast Las Vegas, you should go ahead and do that now, because we are giving away two pairs of tickets to some amazing Nevada Preservation Foundation Home and History Tour events. These are great events. The people who do them are so trained in our very rich history, but also how to bring it to life. There is a catch, however. The giveaway is for members only. And the drawing's this Friday, so make sure to sign up before then. Head on over to lasvegas.citycast.fm to join our membership program. Philly's got its cheesesteak, Chicago's got deep dish pizza, and Las Vegas has, well, you know, I don't know if we have an official dish, but if we did, it might just be the shrimp cocktail. But how of all things did the shrimp cocktail become synonymous with all things Vegas? Today on CityCast Las Vegas, I sit down with my co-host and culinary historian, Sarah Lohman, to answer all of your shrimp cocktail questions. Why call it a cocktail? Why that sauce? And can we still find a good 99 center anywhere in town? It's Thursday, April 4th. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Sarah, what in your mind makes the perfect shrimp cocktail?
David, I have never eaten shrimp cocktail in my entire life.
Oh, my God. All right. Thank you for being here. It was a great interview.
Listen.
Oh, but you are, like, literally our food historian for this whole city. Why don't you eat shrimp?
I just don't like shellfish. I'll go for an oyster now and again, but, like, I think it's in part because I grew up in Ohio, like, not by an ocean. I always try it again, but I'm not quite into it. It also might be because I haven't taken the super taster test, but I have a very sensitive palate, and so fishy things sometimes kind of put me off a little bit. But, you know, and I don't like the texture. And these are personal things. I don't want to say.
But besides that, shrimp cocktail seems great.
Seems great. So this is a question for you, David. In your mind, what makes the perfect Las Vegas shrimp cocktail? What elements does it have?
Oh, well, thanks for throwing it back on me. I do appreciate that. And I have eaten my weight in shrimp cocktail times 100 in my lifetime, for sure. Here's where I come down on shrimp cocktail. It has to be super, super cold.
Yeah.
If it is not,
that's unsettling,
like, icy,
if it's warm,
I am red flagging the hell away from that thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Two, I am a texture person too. It has to have a crispness. And I'm going to tell you, it has to come with a sauce that blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is very horseradish forward. I'm old sucker school. I like it in a cocktail glass.
Sure, keep it
right?
classy.
I
not
don't
a
like it
cup.
When it just shows up on a plate.
Oh, even worse.
And I'm one of those people.
You want some depth to it. You want to poke down into it. Yeah.
I do. I want to see quite a few on there. I want them to be pretty big. I don't like the tiny
guys. You don't like the
although
little
I get
ones.
It.
So you want
no,
a jumbo?
No, there's a place for the little guys, but I do like the big ones. And here's the weirdest thing of all, and I don't understand this myself. I want to see shredded lettuce in that cocktail glass. And Sarah, I don't know why. But it doesn't seem right if it's not there.
Well, okay, so I've learned that I think the good food history research is a combination of, like, hitting the books and tracking things down, but also just talking people, especially if it's a food within someone's memories, right? So, like, your ideas of, like, what it should be in Vegas is equally important to any research that I've done on old school recipes.
Oh.
It's just facts, baby.
No, I appreciate that. And here's the thing is, like, you know, my dad was a gambler. My mom was not a great cook. That made an equation where a lot of our meals were in casino coffee shops in my youth. And because they were comped, which is, you know, like net, not the best because that meant my dad lost a lot. We could order whatever we wanted. And we often would go to the shrimp cocktail. So I've had very fancy takes on food between shrimp cocktail and prime rib and, like, the big baked potatoes with all the fixins as a kid, which is food that I probably shouldn't have been eating. but that's what we had.
It's also something that I just kind of was thinking about. What fascinates me about shrimp cocktail in Las Vegas is the high-low of it all. Like, there's the famous 99 cent, but even before that, 50 cent version. But then also that's something you're going to see on a starter at our steakhouses, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess I want to get into the history and how it became part of Vegas lore. Let's start from the start. Why is it even called a cocktail, a shrimp cocktail?
Right.
Why not just shrimp with dip?
Yeah. So I will say this. At the turn of the 19th century, so 200-odd years ago, cocktail referred to one specific... I know you love it when I go all the way back, David. I saw the delight on your face. We're going all the way back.
There was absolute delight.
220 years ago, a cocktail was a specific drink that was liquor of your choice, bitters, water, and maybe sugar, okay? And
then, sounds good.
Yeah, delicious. It's an old-fashioned is often what it's called nowadays. Mm-hmm. But so by, like, the 1830s, cocktail referred to any mixed drink. And then pretty shortly thereafter, like not just any mixed alcoholic drink, but like any variety of mixed beverage. And then Oxford English Dictionary says that 1868 is the first documented use of a cocktail to mean a mix of things. Like we actually use the word cocktail to say like, you know, all kinds of like it's a real cocktail of anger and sympathy. Like, you know what I mean?
That describes this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So really that word cocktail just means a mix of things and it gets applied to different foods. Like fruit cocktail seems to be the earliest. It's mentioned in print starting in the 1870s. Oyster cocktail really predates shrimp cocktail in terms of a seafood dish. We see that by the 1880s. And then we start to see shrimp cocktails by the 1890s pretty commonly. So it's just an evolution of that word. Some people say it's because fruit cocktails used to have alcohol in it, or they say it's during prohibitions, they're making a joke. And there is a little bit of a play on words since shrimp cocktail can be served in like a fancy cocktail glass. But I do believe that the word cocktail used to mean a mix of things came long before reassociating it with alcoholic drinks.
And so when we're talking about a mix of things, obviously there's the shrimp.
Yeah.
So what's the mix? Is it going to be the sauce? Is it going to be this like crazy obsession I have with the garnish of shredded lettuce? Is it the lemon? What's the mix
that makes
a cocktail?
I think it's the most important element of a shrimp cocktail is the sauce. But even that has quite a bit of variation. Sort of the earliest recipe that we're looking at that's in the shrimp cocktail universe is called Shrimps and Tomato Catsup. It's from 1901 from the Picayune Cookbook, which is a New Orleans cookbook.
Okay, so now we're only 120 years in the past. I love how we're moving through time.
Zoomed forward.
Marty McFly.
Yeah, that's how food history works, essentially. I mean, basically, and this is a take on an oyster cocktail, essentially. These sort of cold seafood dishes in a spicy tomato sauce really seems to evolve from, unfortunately, my sources say Cajun/Creole, and as Kim Owens of Main Street Provisions will tell you, those are two very different things and very different people.
But also, just side note, they have a great shrimp cocktail.
They do,
there.
And it's because of Kim Owens' Cajun roots there. The idea of spice plus tomatoes plus seafood. This seafood is a way of life along the coast in Louisiana, but also it's a way of life along the coast in West Africa. So there is definitely a connection with the West African cooks that for a large part trafficked into that area, making a lot of like spicy stews with tomatoes and chilies, and that turning into sort of a cold seafood dish originally with oysters and then with shrimp. I got to tell you this, David, because the earliest... Okay, so things get mentioned in text before they're in cookbooks, and even before they're written down, people are making it and talking about it. So like written text always lags behind what's actually happening. But the second oldest recipe I found in a cookbook for shrimp cocktail comes from a Jewish cookbook in 1914.
Okay. Which is interesting because shrimp is not what we call kosher.
It is
not kosher.
For those that
didn't know,
shellfishes are a no-no. And interestingly, in the 1901 Settlement Cookbook, which is a really, really famous Midwestern Jewish cookbook, there's like six different recipes for oyster cocktails in there. And why is this happening? Both of these books are about Jews in America, and eating shellfish, in particular oysters, but shrimp as well, was considered so American, it was a symbol for Jewish immigrants at this time of their Americanness to break kosher law and like have an oyster or have a shrimp cocktail.
This was the pathway of assimilation food wise.
Yes.
Wow.
But I was still surprised to see these recipes in two very early Jewish cookbooks.
Hmm. So the Cajun connection is why we always pair the shrimp with cocktail sauce, or was the Jewish part also kind of sauce forward?
I don't know. Well, okay. So those recipes include mayo. I know.
The Jewish one did.
Yes.
This is blowing my mind. This goes against every single convention of Jewish culture.
Most, I know. And most of the recipes from the first half of the 20th century also include mayo. Earliest recipe I found in Vegas is from 1929 from an August issue of the Las Vegas Review Journal that I found in their archives. And it is shrimp, diced cucumbers, diced celery, chopped pimentos, salt, paprika, mayonnaise, lemon quarters. Oh, and lettuce, David.
There you go. And that to me sounds like the kind of like ceviche almost.
Yeah, but they're not marinating this. Although they do say, you know, you mix it and then you chill and you serve in small glass cups that have been lined with lettuce, top remaining mayonnaise, and lemon. So a lot of the elements are there. I mean, it's got more texture with the celery and cucumbers, which I actually thought was kind of interesting. It's almost like a seafood salad. Yeah.
So when does it show up in, like, Las Vegas, which is, I guess, the foundation of our lore?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do think that this is really interesting that in that Boulder Dam souvenir cookbook from 1933, there are two pages of cocktails. No shrimp cocktail, but there's fruit cocktail. There's a crab cocktail. So it just really emphasizes the use of the word, in particular in the 20s and 30s, to mean like a mixed food salad kind of situation. So that recipe that I gave you is from 1929, and it's like a suggested menu for a picnic from the Las Vegas Review Journal. By the early 1930s, I see shrimp cocktail appearing on local restaurant menus, especially for like special meals, like not necessarily a day-to-day thing, like a holiday meal. And that's also the first place I see it in a casino. It's at the Sal Seiji in 36 or 38, end of the decade, on their Christmas Day menu. And that's Sal Seiji is now the Golden Gate.
Oh, right. And I always mispronounce, I guess, Sal Segev because Sal Segev. It's Las Vegas written backwards, but you found out they're was an official pronunciation.
Vintage Vegas reached out and corrected me and provided proof. And so I'm very grateful of that because who would know? Who would guess that?
He's the keeper of so many flames.
Seriously.
Such a big fan.
Great on Instagram, at Vintage Vegas. You'll love it.
Right. Okay. So interestingly enough, the Golden Gate was the keeper of the shrimp cocktail flame for many, many years.
But definitely.
Before they kind of became the go-to place, did it spread like, I don't know, shrimp fire?
No.
To their casinos?
I think that that's actually a very important connection that I stumbled upon because it is in the lore of Vegas. It's continuously attributed to the Golden Gate, and in particular to Italo Gelfi. And it's sort of like a family-run Italian business. And it's Gelfi who didn't invent shrimp cocktail, didn't invent Vegas shrimp cocktail, but introduced the price point. In 1959, Gelfi said, let's make it 50 cents. So I think it's an interesting connection that we see the shrimp cocktail on the earlier casinos menu because it was the same hands. They sort of did like a rebrand. There was some legal stuff involved. And then they continued serving shrimp cocktail, but it's Gelfi who brought the price point down, which is really what made it Vegas.
Well, you know, Sarah, I sometimes dabble in looking at that great special collections online digitized menus. And so back in that day, 50 cents wasn't exactly cheap.
Yeah.
There was a lot of items on those menus that were 5 cents, 25 cents. Etc. So they do keep that price point, though, for many decades.
Until 1991, unbelievably.
Yeah.
You're right, David. 50 cents wasn't cheap in 1959, but it does get cheap. And I actually think that speaks to larger components that are shifting within our national food industry. It's much easier to get shrimp from California to Las Vegas by 1990, which is what allows them to keep that price point. But in 91, they raise it to 99 cents, which is still pretty darn cheap until it's finally done away with in the early 2000s, I believe.
So did others follow suit throughout the city? Because, you know, I'm trying to remember back now. And of course, I would go in the 70s to coffee shops, which were, you know, basically every casino had a restaurant. That was the coffee shop. And shrimp cocktail was a staple in my mind. I always remember there being shrimp cocktail on there.
Yeah.
I do also recall going down to the Golden Gate and getting kind of the smaller shrimp cocktail, but my mind's a little fuzzy on that. Did they stick with what, I don't know, are they called popcorn shrimp? or just the tiny guys?
You know, it might have been something that shifted over time, honestly, because kind of like the Hershey's kept the 5 cent Hershey's bar from like 1900 to 1975, but they kept shrinking the size of the Hershey bar. So they might have kept the price point and the product changed over time. So I can't point to one thing or another and say that this was their recipe. Probably it's the recipe for the sauce that made it really unique and really well known, just for, not just for the price point, but it was a staple for many people as being like the original and the best. Yes, there were many copiers. I mean, it was like de rigueur to have, you had to have shrimp cocktail on your menu in the by the 60s and 70s. But Golden Gate had sold 25 million shrimp cocktail by 1991 when it went through that price increase. So they were known as the shrimp cocktail place.
But I do also recall like smaller places on the strip, including the original Slots of Fun.
Slots of Fun
did have a shrimp cocktail offering. So why
did
everyone embrace it?
Which is only $2 now.
What was the draw of just kind of rolling up to a casino and getting cheap shrimp cocktail?
Yeah, I think it was this combination of it being affordable, but also a luxury. Like a shrimp cocktail is not something you're going to make from scratch at home. Like processing shrimp is kind of involved. You can buy cocktail sauce, but it's not going to be as good as the fresh sauce you get at a place like the Golden Gate. So it felt fancy. It was a luxury. It was affordable. It's something you were going to go out for. And then while you were out for it, why not put a little bit of money into the slot machine, right?
Right. And so that makes it kind of a loss leader, which probably held the prices down.
Oh, absolutely. Again, and probably also a shifting of the size of the shrimpies, too.
Right.
And the ease of, like,
get more bang for that little baby buck.
Shrimp were more expensive, I'm sure, in 1930 than they were in 1990, right? It's just easier to move those shrimp around here in the future.
Okay, so here we are in 2024. People are still talking about Vegas and their shrimp cocktail.
You know how Las Vegans love to be nostalgic, especially when it comes to food.
All right, well, can we still find 99-cent shrimp cocktail anywhere?
No.
Okay, so if not 99-cent, where can we find the classic good version of the Vegas shrimp cocktail?
Well, Slots of Fun does have the cheapest one around. It's a $2 shrimp cocktail. Someone should get out there and try it. Let me know how it is.
I will say Vital Vegas took pictures of it and said it was yum.
Okay.
So that's not, but he also is a really big lover of chicken parm, so I don't know.
Oh, I love chicken parm. I'm with you, Vital Vegas.
Well, there you go.
And I'm going to share photos of it, too, because I do, it's like lit like a reliquary in the beer freezer that it's in. It's really quite amazing to see. Up until last year, the Fremont Hotel and Casino still had a 99-cent shrimp cocktail. It was at Lanai Express, and you had to order an entree to get the deal. But I actually just called to confirm, and they've now bumped the price up to $2.99.
Now, you could go other places and spend way more on shrimp cocktail.
Sure.
I'm thinking of the classic Vegas experiences, places like Golden Steer.
Yeah, Steakhouse.
The Circus Circus Steakhouse.
The Steakhouse in Circus Circus. Yeah, that you showed me. Very pricey.
Very pricey. I'm even looking at, like, you know, old school style coffee shops like at the El Cortez, which, you know, still has that bangin' prime rib. They also do a really good matzo ball soup, but they'll give you six shrimp cocktail for $17.
Okay.
You know, and so I think that seems to be the more going rate, that more expensive, and then the one at Main Street Provisions. So is the shrimp cocktail going anywhere from Vegas?
No, I think it's still here. Obviously, we just don't see it as much in the casinos anymore. And because we've also just diversified our dining, like I looked extensively at menus from the 60s and 70s, like heyday Vegas casinos. And there was a certain sameness in most of those menus. It was very French. It was very Jewish, interestingly. Some of the menus in casinos were more Jewish coded than others, offering things like chopped liver or herring. But most of it was sort of a like Americanized French cuisine, which was big in that moment, with a little shrimp cocktail like thrown up in the apps. So I think we're doing better more broadly with our dining scene here now because there's much more different, more interesting food. But I also think that the shrimp cocktail is here to stay. I mean, at least y'all, your old school Las Vegans, you want to see it on the menu. And every once in a while, even though it's $17, you know it's going to be good at a place like Main Street Provision since you're going to go for it.
Yeah. So, Sarah, why do you think that the shrimp cocktail became so synonymous with Las Vegas?
I mean, I think that Gelfie and the Golden Gate just really hit on something, this idea of affordable luxury that was really the transition point of Vegas in the 60s and 70s. We went from the resorts were sort of like very mainstream, everybody, but then we started opening places like the Trop and the Flamingo, right? And adding that element of come here, be a prince, be a princess. And I think this was part of it, but like you could stay and save your money to gamble. I think they started it for whatever reason. It was wildly successful. And then so it became necessary, the other casinos, to copy it. But I also think that's a good question for you, David. Why do you think shrimp cocktails become so associated with Las Vegas?
I think you really hit on it, Sarah. It's kind of like, what's the easiest way to appear to be classy, even if you're not really there yet, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I have a certain hometown pride about shrimp cocktail, but I don't know that I don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want it to continue to be, just because it has become a little jokey, but I'll say this, shrimp cocktail is damn good, especially if you get a good cocktail sauce. But I don't know if we should be like, you know, making sure that the price point does stay low. I mean, are we going to start stocking Lake Mead with shrimp? What's
sure.
next?
Sure, shrimp and
you think that'd
fish.
Be a good idea?
Let's go for it. I think shrimp needs salt water, don't they?
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, all right. Maybe there's some limitations on homegrown shrimp
maybe
cocktail.
Maybe we put them in that puddle that forms in Death Valley every spring.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're still going to be importing them, but
it's,
making them our
it's
own.
It's so hot that they'll get cooked right there, and then you just scoop them out.
Yeah. Well, we're still going to be importing them, even though they're not our own. We will celebrate them, which is a very, very Vegas thing.
Oh, totally.
All right. Hey, Sarah Lohman, thank you so much for dropping that food knowledge on us like you always do.
Yeah, thanks so much. And next time we're out, I'm going to ask for a bite of your shrimp cocktail.
Absolutely. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, hey, go tell a friend. Go out with that friend. Have a shrimp cocktail with that friend. And while you're talking about this pod episode, feel free to rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Till then, stay lucky, everybody.